1310 KFKA presents Prep Softball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Windsor High School on a beautiful Saturday morning here in Northern Colorado, it is the 1310 KFK Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. It's the shortest proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show of all time. We're about a minute away from the first pitch. That is our Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. We'll talk about all our sponsors in depth, especially those in the pregame show that we missed today, but we thank them. Of course, Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance, and Buildings by Design, another great sponsor. We'll talk a bunch about them today, no question about it. Greeley West and Windsor, two teams going way opposite directions. Greeley West, they have dropped to 5 in a row. They've been outscored 70-1 in those 5 games. Haley Hansen's team has. And as far as you talk about the Windsor Wizards, they've won 4 in a row and have outscored their opponents 64-4. In those 4 games. So here we go. Greeley West, it's Ryan Leto, a junior, 3-3, 5.10 ERA. She delivers, and the first pitch fouled away. We're underway. Pull up a chair, spend the morning with us here on Preps Radio. Jolie Fosleen, the left fielder. She's a senior. Then Anna Ortiz and Lindsay Roberts. So as we said, Greeley West 2-9, 0-4 in the NCAC. Windsor, they have not lost in conference, 4-0, just the opposite, 7-4 on the year. Don't let the 7-4 for Windsor fool you, though. Boy, their schedule has been tough. Ground ball to second base here. Picked up by Gianna Mancina, and she throws out the runner. Boy, talk about a big day. Gianna Mancina in the win for the Wizards on Thursday. It was an 18-1 route on the road against Longmont, but Gianna, 2 home runs, including a grand slam. 7 runs driven in the ballgame. So that was a huge day for the junior second baseman. One away here, and Anna Ortiz, the senior catcher, will step in. These two teams haven't played since 2017. First pitch down low for ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Yeah, 2017, the last meeting, the last 3 meetings, 11-1, 13-4, and 12-0, all for Windsor. Leto comes back, and that one swung on and missed. And so quickly, I take that back. The count is even at 1-1 right here. Lindsay Roberts, the junior, out on deck here. One gone here in the first inning. Leto comes back, weaved at and missed, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Marinda Simpson, we thank her for her sponsorship here on Preps Radio. State Farm Insurance. Having someone here local has never been more important. And now a meeting at in the circle here. Not sure what that's about. I looked away for a second to talk about Marinda Simpson. Let's do that some more. Marinda Simpson here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. She's your State Farm Insurance agent for the Fort Collins and all of the Northern Colorado area. She's been a State Farm Insurance agent since 2012. Give her a call today at 970-223-8700, Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. All right, let's get back to it here. One out. There is a 1-2 count here on Anna Ortiz, and that one she did get a piece of it, fouls it away against the screen, and it stays a ball in 2 strikes. Alexis Wagner is the senior third baseman for the Wizards. The shortstop is Ella Aguiar, the sophomore daughter of the head coach, Brian Aguiar. We've talked about Gianna Mancina at second. Grace Ramsey, the junior first baseman for the Wizards. 1-2 at sails high. Boy, started to offer at it, did Ortiz, but was able to check the swing. So it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Olivia Schramm, Hallie Hinojosa, Devin Thornton, I take that back. Schramm's a sophomore. The other two are seniors. This one fouled back. Schramm in left, Hinojosa in center, and Thornton's the right fielder. Jaden Hardiker is the catcher. Hardiker's a senior as well. And Ryan Leto, the junior. So far, so good. One out here. 3-2 pitch, fouled away again. So nice job at the plate by Anna Ortiz here, the senior catcher. Ortiz hitting .312 coming in. She's 10 of 32. Double 3 ribbies on the season for the Greeley West Spartans, who just don't score a ton. This one checked down low. Did she go? And she did. They'll throw to first in time for the out. So she did offer at it. And the check swing strikeout, 2 away. And Lindsay Roberts, the junior shortstop, will come to the plate.
2 outs, nobody on. Now shortstop, number 18, Lindsay Roberts.
Here's the look in the pitch from Lito. Line drive, one hopper. Now it's on the ground. Picked up by second baseman Mancina to first in time for the out. That's a terrific play by Gianna. She comes up with two big plays in the first. 1-2-3 inning for Greeley West. At the end of half an inning in Windsor, it's the Spartans nothing. The Wizards coming up. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado. Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's head to the bottom of the second inning here at Windsor High School, the prep radio game of the week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call today, 352-0336. They're just fun to talk to. And then, after shooting the you-know-what with them, you can talk insurance. And I tell you what, they're just giving you peace of mind. They're keeping your family covered in every situation so that you can sleep at night. It's what they do. The Williams Agency, they work hard so you can worry less. 352-0336, that's the Williams Insurance Agency.
Four teams in the top ten still.
All right, what do we got here today? Windsor and Greeley West in this one, of course. NCAC, that's the conference they come from. And look how stacked the conference is. The Meade Mavericks are number one in the state. Holy Family's number three. Silver Creek's number five. Erie's number six. Windsor's actually number 14 if you count the also eligibles. In. But all of those teams that I mentioned are undefeated in league play. 4-0 for Silver Creek, Meade. 4-0 Windsor. 4-0 Erie. And then 3-0 Holy Family. Loud PA. That's Bobby up there. He can boost it, no question about it. Here we go to the bottom of the first inning. And it is Devin Thornton, the senior right fielder, to lead things off from the left side. And she swings and gets a piece, no balls and a strike. Natalie Mendoza, 1-4, 12.7 ERA. She's got some big numbers, so she's trying to figure it out in the circle, the freshman. Just a freshman, though. So she's learning from the get-go here. That one misses. It's bounced up there, and it's a ball and a strike. It'll be Devin Thornton, Olivia Schramm, then Hallie Hinojosa for the Windsor Wizards, trying to make it five straight. 7-4, but I said don't. That's misleading. They lost to number two in 5A, Fossil Ridge, 5-3. Played Dave Phillips' team very well. Bunted up along the circle here. Mendoza to first, not in time. That's an infield base hit. So Thornton with a perfect bunt. I think she just looked at that time and said, you know what, Mendoza's not coming out of the circle quick. The third baseman's back a little bit. Zamora at third. Just laid it out in front of the plate, and it's an easy base hit. Olivia Schramm, the left fielder, she's a sophomore, steps in now for the Wizards. Set to go here is Mendoza, and the pitch to the plate. Runner goes, and she's stolen this one by a mile and a half. So Thornton's got wheels. There's no doubt about that. I'm going to go to the next page and look. There it is. 12 that make it 13 stolen bases for Thornton. Schramm has 14 stolen bases. Those are the two big runners on this team, and they're 1-2 in the lineup, of course. Pitch on the way to Olivia, bounced up there. Thornton goes about almost halfway to third and then comes back. Two balls, no strikes here. Hallie Hinojosa, the senior center fielder, is out on deck. This could be a short one today, folks. Call the babysitter. Here's the look and a pitch. That one's hit to left center field going back. This is going to be to the fence. Two hopper as Aragon goes back to pick it up. Easily scoring is Thornton. Around second and heading for a stand-up triple is the ultra-quick Olivia Schramm. And it's 1-0 for the Wizards. Two. We said these two teams have not met since 2017. The last three meetings.
Number nine, Helly and Osa.
The closest match was a 9-run ball game, a 13-4 game. The other two were 11-1 and 12-0. Pitch on the way, that's bunted. Squeeze bunt, they'll go to first, and that throw is overthrown. Yeah, tough play. Going to give her a base hit on that. That's just a tough play at first base. Well, they're going to go E. Yeah, they go E3. Ball probably should have been caught. RBI time, though, for Hinojosa. And Jaden Hardiker, the senior catcher, will come to the plate now. So runner at first, still nobody out. Two runs in for the Wizards here in the first. Talked about the two stretches these two teams are on, and they're, boy, diametrically opposed. Line drive foul just between Brian Aguiar, the head coach over there in the third base coaching box, and the third baseman, Bree Zamora, in foul grounds just barely. Otherwise, that's double time, maybe triple time. Heavy-hitting Gianna Mancina is out on deck, the junior. Here's the 0-1 from Mendoza, and that pitch in for a strike. Runner goes again in the throwdown, and it hit the back of her. Karam's over towards second base, but stolen base time.
Stolen base for Hinojosa, runner in scoring position with no outs for the Wizards.
So Hinojosa at second, nobody out. Hardiker at the plate with no balls, two strikes now. First hitter that Mendoza's really gotten ahead of. See what the freshman can do with her here. Natalie comes back. The pitch ripped again left side, fighting for his life over there is Brian Aguiar in the third base coaching box. Hardiker's been terrific so far. Came in 424, second on the club and runs batted in with 12. Second on the club and extra base hits with 5. Three doubles, a triple, a home run. Here's the look and a change. Up in the zone, did she get the call? No, it stayed up. So it's a ball and two strikes. Runner at second, nobody out. Last of the first inning, two runs in for the Wizards. Off to a 2-0 start. Mendoza deals. Hardiker takes low. It's 2-2. Runner goes to third. So they're kind of running at ease right here, the Wizards are. Hardiker with a chance to get another runner home with, as we said, Gianna Mancina on deck. Freshman Mendoza trying to feel her way here in the first part of the ballgame and this year, no doubt. Just trying to gain some experience. Natalie comes back, and the pitch waved at and missed. And a dropped pitch. They'll go down to first and tag her out. And what, did she beat the throw? She did. She's safe on the outside of it. And an air high five at the other side. Run scores.
And the Wizards put another one on the board.
She's down to first. No RBI there. 3-0. And Mancina with Hardiker at first now, and it is going to be Haley Hansen to the mound here to talk to her pitcher. Down 3-0 in the ball game, so it gets us a 30-second timeout. Let's pop away right here, Micah. Get a 30-second break. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Matt Ray with America's First News. Heard each weekday morning right here from Washington to Wall Street and covering the world. We bring you the latest news, analysis, interviews, and commentary. What about the opinion, you ask? Well, we leave that one up to you. So grab the coffee and let's go. Join me each weekday morning right here for America's First News with me, Matt Ray.
America's First News. Weekdays 3 to 6 on 1310 KFKA. 1310 KFKA.
All right, Clark Johnson back here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez with Alliance Irrigation out in beautiful Kersey. For all your irrigation needs, give them a call, 616-2451. 3-0, just the way we thought this might start. Wizards on top, already putting it to the throat of the Greeley West Spartans here in the first inning. Mancina deals, or is at the plate, rather, and Mendoza deals. And that pitch missed. Two balls, no strikes now. Mancina in that 18-1 game on Thursday, two home runs, including a grand slam, seven runs driven in. Pitch on the way here. She started to go and offered at it. It is a strike at the letters. Two balls, one strike here. Grace Kramer, the designated player, that's a DH to you and I. In baseball land, of course, but here in softball, the DP. Mancino the junior waits. Here's a ground ball to third. Nice play at third by Bree Zamora. Across to first, bounced it up, and a good job at first. Taking the ball into the glove was Brooke Hernandez at first. So the first out of the inning is a 5-3 putout. They got the big stick right there of Mancino.
This is the third on the plate.
Hardiker to third with one out here, and Grace Kramer
for the Wizards
will come to the plate here.
Number 8, Grace Kramer.
Kramer at 409. A home run, three doubles, six runs driven in. She can make a lucky number 7 out there at third base right now. And a pitch up in the zone, a ball and no strikes. So one out here, last of the first inning, four runs in. Take that back, three runs in. I'm getting ahead of myself there. Fourth one sitting at third right now. And the pitch is roped, and it almost knocked the runner over there. They have a courtesy runner for Hardiker, actually. That's Kylie Grubbs, who's at third. And almost knocked Kylie on her backside right there at third base on a shot by Grace Kramer down the third baseline, but it fell foul. No harm done. Grace set to go again. One ball, one strike. Mendoza kicks and deals, and the 1-1 is bounced up there. And it's two balls and a strike here. Ryan Leto can try and help herself. She's in the circle for Windsor today, and she's on deck right now. She's in a pair of circles, the one in the middle of the field and the one here on the side. Two balls and a strike. Mendoza comes back in a pitch. That's up. So 3-1. Thought we've got that call earlier. About there on the letters. Three balls and a strike. That is the defining line right there. 3-1. Mendoza going to come to Grace Kramer here. And the pitch is a slow roller up along third. Zamora going to go to first. And it's in time for the out. Two away. And the runner has to hold. So a couple of bounce outs to Bree Zamora, the senior third baseman. There's two away. And Ryan Leto will come to the plate here.
Now for the Wizards.
Leto will go from the left side.
18, Ryan Leto.
Mendoza deals, and the pitch is in for strike one. Leadoff single by Devin Thornton, a triple by Olivia Schramm. Hallie Hinojosa was aboard on an error. Here's the pitch, line drive, base hit by the first baseman, Brooke Hernandez. She reached out to try to snag it. And it's Beyer into right field, and it's a 4-0 ball game.
RBI for Leto.
So Leto picks up the run batted in. And for Ryan, it's RBI number 10. She goes double figures in ribbies now. Alexis Wagner, the senior third baseman, will be the eighth hitter of the inning against the freshman pitcher. See what she can get done here. Buildings by Design, we thank them for their sponsorship. Northern Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor that still gives you that all-important personal feel. Travis Lefevre, Pat Walter, man, the elite general contracting company that is. Buildings by Design. Give them a call, 970-842-5837. That's 842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. A pitch way. And missed runner goes, and the throw to second is not going to be in time. It's into center field. She'll move to third. The throw there is not in time and overthrown, but I think she'll stop there.
Stolen base.
That's enough. Error. Stolen base and an error. So now a runner at third with two outs, and Alexis Wagner, the senior, trying to get the fifth run of the inning home for Windsor here. Remember, they changed the mercy rule. Now it is a 15-run lead after three, 12 after four, and 10 after five. Fly ball right side's going to go foul here down the right field line. So the count will go 0-2 now. Wagner on the season at 208 coming in. She's 5 for 24, but has made the most of the five hits, driven in six runs. And can get another one right here with a base hit. No balls, two strikes. Mendoza looks in to get a sign, comes to the plate, and the pitch is bounced up there, but blocked nicely by Anna Ortiz, the senior catcher. And it's a ball and two strikes here. Next week, Windsor gets number one Meade, number five Silver Creek. Talk about a chance to unclog the top of this conference. There's a base hit into left field. That'll drive home the fifth run here in the inning.
RBI single for Wagner. Brings in Johnson, and the Wizards up 5-0.
So 5-0 on the Alexis Wagner single. We're talking about the clog in the NCAC. 4-0 conference play, 4-0, the Meade Mavericks, Silver Creek Raptors, the Windsor Wizards, and the Erie Tigers, all 4-0, and Holy Family's 3-0. Everybody else in the conference hasn't won. Ground ball back to the box, knocked away by Mendoza, chases it down, fires to first, and got her. Good play. 9 hitters in the inning, 5 of them score for the Wizards. 1 inning in the books, 5-0 Wizards over the Spartans. We're back with the second inning in a moment. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one member, FDIC. This is Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFK.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, 2 nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weldon or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's go to the second inning here at Windsor High School. And the first pitch on the way from Ryan Leto is down low in the dirt, a ball and no strikes. It's 4-5-6. Lauren Wagley, Martha Gutierrez, and Breeza Mora. 4-5-6 for the Spartans here in the second inning. 5 runs on the board for the Wizards in the first, and that's the advantage. This one fouled away at the plate, and it is a ball and a strike right here. Up on the Gould Parts scoreboard. That's right, Gould Parts, man. That is our Saturday go-to. Seven or eight years now as the headline sponsor for Preps Rewind every Saturday at 10 a.m. However, today we jumped right into play. So as we do with their scoreboard sponsorship as well, we want to thank Alan Gould and their great staff down there. It's just the place to go for parts. They don't mess around. They get what you want. If they don't have it, they'll find it. They even make some things like hydraulic hoses right on the spot. It is Gould Parts. Don't look for a Gould sign. Look for the Napa sign out front, but can't miss it. Right there in the corner of Highway 85 and Collins Street, downtown Eaton. 2 balls, 2 strikes here to Lauren Wagley, the senior right fielder. Set to go again as Leto comes back in that one. A big off-speed pitch, and she chased it and struck out. She's coming back to the plate. She didn't realize that's 3 already. So 1 gone, and Martha Gutierrez will come to the plate here. Gutierrez is a sophomore, the designated player.
One out, nobody on. Now what?
Designated hitter in baseball language. Here's the pitch, and that one hit off the fist. Down to second base, Gianna Mancina tosses to first, and it's 5 up and 5 down for the junior Ryan Leto. 2 away here in the second, and Bree Zamora, the senior third baseman, made a couple of nice plays down at third in the first inning. That's the better part of the fact they gave up 5 in the first and had a couple of errors as well, but Bree did her job. Brooke Hernandez is out on deck if they get there, and the first pitch in for a strike here. No balls, 1 strike. 2 outs, top of the second inning here in Windsor. 5-0 for the home team. Leto set to go again, comes fastball inside, and it's a ball and a strike here. Leto, 35 and two-thirds innings coming in, so what does that get her to? 37 and a third so far. Just 57 hits. Here's a ground ball, slowly, shortstop going to pick it up. That's Aguiar to first. Good play by the sophomore Ella Aguiar at shortstop. And the Spartans are up and down in order in the second for the second straight inning. We'll go to the bottom of the second in Windsor. 5-0, Wizards in front. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we'll go to the bottom of the second inning here at Windsor High School. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Thank you. We had a very, very short proactive physical therapy sports medicine pregame show today. So I want to thank them a bunch. Proactive physical therapy sports medicine in Greeley and Eaton, the place to visit for your student-athlete this season. Visit ProactiveColorado.com to find Greeley and Eaton's information. Proactive physical therapy, keeping athletes competing.
Right fielder, number 21, Devin Thornton.
All right, top of the order here. That means speed, double speed time for Thornton and Schramm. Thornton, a base hit, stolen base, run scored in the first inning. See what he does here in the second, and that pitch is up in his zone. Nine hitters all the way through the order for the Windsor Wizards. In the first, Brian Aguiar, Maggie O'Connor, the assistant coach. Here's a rip, right side, nice play at second base. Lindsey Augustino, the senior, takes the base hit away with a good snatch out there. One away, and Olivia Schramm will come to the plate right here. We're talking about Maggie O'Connor. And if you know the O'Connor name at all in Windsor, Joey O'Connor. Been out here 15 years doing games. Joey O'Connor played football at Windsor. He was a terrific lineman. One of the most sought-after players I've ever seen for like a D1 school out here. There's a base hit in the left field for Schramm. So Olivia's two for two, the triple in the first, the single here in the second, and her speed should have her at second base shortly. Talking about Joey O'Connor, though, he went... If my memory serves, he was he was going to go to Ohio State and then ended up going to CSU, blowing his knee out. And here's the pitch. That one's outside, ball one. But Hurdy was a dad now, too, so that's the coolest thing in the world. But that is his little sister, Maggie O'Connor, who's now the assistant coach. Maggie, 2015 grad here at Windsor. That one on the outside corner for a strike to throw down, not in time. And Schramm's got a stolen base.
Stolen base for Schramm. It's a runner scoring position with one out.
Hallie Hinojosa trying to drive her home here, make it a 6-0 ball game. The freshman Mendoza deals, and the pitch is hit to right field. It's hit pretty well. Going back as Wagley looks up and makes the catch over the shoulder. Tagging and going to third. She's going to come all the way in. Tagging from second and scoring Hinojosa on this play is the speedy Olivia Schramm.
Schramm with hustle play. Rounds third, goes to home and scores for the Wizards.
So two away, give Hinojosa I know almost every baseball, softball scoring rule there is, but scoring on a sac fly from second?
No, for Windsor. Catch you.
I don't think it's an RBI, but, hometown scoring, I'm going to give it to her here. Jaden Hardiker is going to come up. 6-0 ball game, two outs here in the second inning. And the pitcher, Natalie Mendoza, the freshman, in the circle right now for Greeley West, doing a nice job here in the second inning. Seems like she got through that first inning. That was kind of a mess, but that's the way you learn in life. Have tough ones and then come back and get a good one here. Pitch on the way, and that's a ripped foul. Hardiker had that strikeout look, and she ran after one in the dirt her first time up, but beat the throw down to first. Came in hitting 424. Home run, triple, three doubles, 12 ribbies, which put her second in the club. Ground ball to third, and it is a foul ball just outside the bag. So the count will go 1-2 here to the number four hitter in the Windsor lineup, Jaden Hardiker. Mendoza set to go again, kicks and deals, and the 1-2 pitch is bounced up there. It's 2-2 now. Two out, nobody on. Bottom of the second inning, Windsor's got a 6-0 advantage here. Talked about their week next week, Meade and Silver Creek. Two other undefeated teams in the NCAC. Here's a ground ball to third. Nice play by Bree Zamora, and she throws her out. Greeley West comes to play in the second. One run, one hit for the Wizards. We'll head to the second, the third inning. It's the Wizards in front, 6-0. Timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK. All right, let's go to the third inning here in Windsor. The Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. It's Ron or Tara down there. They'll take your call. They actually, yeah. Believe it or not, they actually answer the phone. That is what it's like to have somebody on your side, somebody fighting for your family. Ron or Tara, give them a call, 352-0336. It's Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. All right, pitch fouled and a jumping play, and that's a fair ball. Inside the line, the runner didn't go, and this is an easy play. What a try by Jaden Hardiker, the senior catcher, back behind the plate, laying out about 15 feet up the third base line and diving for it the whole time on the little pop-up. Brooke Hernandez watched, and the ball landed in fair grounds, and by that time, a great play by Hardiker to one hop it at least, and from her knees throws her out at first base. So one gone, seven up, seven down. Ground ball, base hit. First runner of the ball game is Arissa Aragon with a single to center. And I hope I got the name. It said Soraya in the Max Preps, but then I took Haley Hansen's word for it in the lineup card. It said Arissa Aragon. So.
Puts a runner on first.
Well, let's go there. Runner on first. First runner is Aragon at first for the Spartans today, and here he is, Natalie Mendoza, the freshman pitcher.
Now, Greeley West pitcher number 21, Natalie.
Pitch on the way, and that was fouled right side and out of play. No balls into strike here. So for the Wizards, one defensive change. Olivia Schramm's out in left field, and Reagan Johnson, another sophomore, takes over for her there. I'm assuming she'll hit in Olivia's spot as well. That number two spot in the Windsor order. Swing and a miss. Throw down to first. They may have her. Ooh, just back in time. Under the tag is Aragon. Beautiful throw by Jaden Hardiker, the senior catcher, back behind the plate. All right, set to go again. Here's the pitch to the plate. Little chopper in front of the plate. Hardiker's going to go out, but it's going to be the pitcher instead. And Leto's throw down to first is dropped. I don't think she was going to get her anyway. It's just a base hit. So back-to-back singles here for Greeley West. That one traveled about 4 feet, but they'll take it. Two on, one out, and Jolie Fosline will come to the plate here.
First and second, one out. Now up, left fielder number four, Jolie Fosline.
Fosline on the season hitting .542. This is the best hitter on the team. Bunted up along first, but foul. Look at Fosline's numbers on the year. As we said, hitting .542, 13 for 24. A couple of doubles, four runs driven in on the year. Looking to pitch, and that's a fastball down low. Throw down to first, and the runner's back. Two on, one out here. First threat that Greeley West has posted in the ballgame here. And remember, we've talked about the incredible run that Windsor's been on. Greeley West has been just the opposite way. Ground ball, base hit, left field. Charging is Johnson. Runner around third, and they'll hold her up. So the bases are loaded here. Three consecutive base hits here. And Anna Ortiz, the senior catcher, will come to the plate. The Wizards, we were talking about, their run 64-4. They've outscored their last four opponents. Greeley West has been outscored in their last five games. 70-1. We've been shut out four of those five games. Swing and a miss. So that one sitting at third base, the one sitting at second, the one sitting at first. Those are huge for a team that's just thirsty for runs. 6-0 ball game here, but a chance for the Spartans to climb back in. Pitch on the way, waved at and missed. And it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Ortiz struck out her first time and now in danger of that. And Lito needs a strikeout pitch here with the bases loaded and just one out. Ryan set to go again. Junior kicks and deals, and the two-strike pitch is fouled off. Staying alive is Anna Ortiz. Ortiz came in hitting 312. A double, three runs driven in on the year. One out, bases juiced here for the Greeley West Spartans. Pitch on the way, and that one hit up over shortstop into left field. Base hit. The run is home. Everybody moves up as they play merry-go-round softball. So it's 6-1 now.
And the Spartans pull to within 6-1.
Mendoza, well, did she have a runner for her? No, I think she's still out there. At third, Fosling's at second. Ortiz is at first. Lindsay Roberts will come to the plate now. Jaden Hardiker, the catcher, out to talk to Ryan Lito right now. So four hits in the inning, four straight hits for the Spartans here. They've scored one run in the last five ball games, and that's a big run right there for them. Maybe get some confidence going here for the Greeley West Spartans. 6-1 ball game here. Bases still loaded, still just one out. Pitch on the way is inside. One ball, no strikes. Came with a fastball at the knees. Roberts bounced out to the second baseman, Mancina, her first time. Lito set, delivers, and another one inside low as well. Two balls, no strikes here. Need to get your car taken care of. AAMCO of Fort Collins, folks. That's the place to go. Don Scott, his great staff down there, going to simply take care of you. This one popped up right side, foul grounds. Grace Ramsey, the first baseman, makes the catch.
Roberts pops up to Ramsey.
Two gone.
First base.
Yeah, I take my car, my kids' cars. They simply just take care of the Johnson family and keep us safe on the road. It is AAMCO of Fort Collins, 226-4477. Give them a call. They'll take care of anything you need. Total car care. Wild pitch got to the backstop, and that's the second run for Greeley West here. Everybody moves up.
Mendoza crosses the plate on the pitch, and the Spartans pull to within 6-2.
Lauren Wagley, the one thing I will tell you about AAMCO in Fort Collins, they're down there on South Mason Street. They're always, call them, 226-4477, because they're always busy. They're doing it the right way. I always say restaurants and auto repair facilities, you don't want to see them empty. If they're doing it the right way, they're going to be busy. Ground ball through the legs at second base. And another Windsor error here, so sloppy inning.
Boslin crosses the plate on the Windsor error and pulls to within as the Spartans pull to within 6-3.
6-3 ball game now. Runners at the corners and two outs. And Martha Gutierrez will come to the plate here. Warm morning here, and it's getting warmer by the minute. Here's the look and a pitch. Fastball in for a strike. No balls, one strike here. Mitchell's Flooring, another great sponsor, our first pitch sponsor. From countertops to almost any type of flooring you need, Mitchell's Flooring and Design has been doing it since 1968. Pitch in for a strike right there, too. No balls, two strikes. Give them a call, 352-7251. Mitchell's Flooring. Stop by also. They're on the corner of 37th and 35th in Evans. It is Mitchell's Flooring. Pitch on the way, roped foul outside the bag at first. All righty. Four hits in the inning for the Spartans and a runner aboard and an error. It has produced three runs, cut the lead in half here. Off-speed pitch, pulled the string and got her swinging. Down goes Gutierrez right there. And the inning has come to the end. But how about this? For a team that scored one run in their last five ball games, the Greeley West Spartans put three on the board in the third inning. We'll go to the bottom of the third here in Windsor. 6-3, Wizards in front. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job. but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we go to the bottom of the third inning here in Windsor. Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by Williams Zone, Noco Zone. Well, they are Williams Zone, too. Noco Zone Williams Insurance Agency. Good stuff right here. Eric Johnson, boom. Good, Eric. Windsor Athletic Director and longtime good friend EJ is here and checking out his Windsor Wizards out on the field as we go to the bottom of the third inning. 6-3 for the Wizards, but look at Greeley West bouncing back in this one. Trying to make a game of it here. 6-3 for the Wizards in the third. Gianna Mancina checks in on the pitch up in the zone, a ball and no strike. She bounced out to third. Hard to come back from a day like she had on Thursday. Two home runs, a grand slam, seven runs driven in for the junior. That's a day she'll always remember. Here's the pitch. Driven to left center field and deep. Going back is Aragon. The track, the wall, goodbye. Well, just like that, she continues to swing the bat. Mancina, the home run here.
Another run across the board with the home run. Windsor 7, Greeley West 3.
So for Mancina, it's her fourth round tripper of the year. It's her third, as we said, in the last two games. And her 14th run driven into the year. So big bat for the Wizards, no doubt, for Brian Aguiar's club.
Number eight, Grace Kramer.
Grace Kramer bounced out her first time here. Will come to the plate. Junior designated player. The freshman Mendoza kicks and delivers in the pitch inside. It's a ball and no strikes. Wizards need to tee it up and be ready to go because next week it gets tough. Number one, Meade. Number five, Silver Creek. Meade will be here in Windsor on Tuesday. This one driven right center field. Aragon again. This time she's going to get this one in left center, right center field, I should say. One away. Ryan Lito will come to the plate. Yeah, number one, Meade here Tuesday against the Wizards. And then they'll go on the road. Windsor will play at number five, Silver Creek. Ryan Lito will come to the plate here. One out, 7-1 ball game. Windsor in front. Pitch to Lito all the way to the backstop, high and tight. Alexis Wagner is out on deck here for the Wizards in a 7-1 ball game here in the third inning. Pitch on the way, waved at and missed. This one feels like a five-inning ball game to me. I think we get a 10-run lead. I think, well, all those Greeley West fans at home are saying, hey, not so fast, my friend. 6-3 or 7-3 ball game right here. Pitch on the way, that missed. Did I say 7-1? 7-3. Let's give the Spartans all their due. Three runs on four hits in that third inning. Mendoza comes back and the pitch is ripped. Right field deep. This ball is going to be off the fence. Around first is Lito to second, heading to third. This throw is not going to be in time, and she's got herself
a
stand-up triple.
Puts a runner in scoring position.
So Ryan Lito's two for two. Two for two.
Third baseman. Number 34.
Lito at third base said, I'm sorry, I tripped, or she thinks she could have got home on that. They threw behind her a little bit to third, and if she kept going with her speed, she probably makes it. Pitch on the way, bounced up there. Alexis Wagner trying to drive her in right here. 7-3 ball game. Ella Aguiar, the 9-hitter in the lineup, has out on deck. Mendoza kicks and deals, and the pitch fouled away at the plate. And the count goes to a ball and a strike here. One ball, one strike. Last of the third inning, one out. Runner at third for the Wizards here, and they own a 7-3 advantage. Wagner checks back in. RBI single or first time. Pitch on the way. It's up in the zone. And it's two balls, one strike here to the right-hand hitting senior. Not many games in the area today besides the one you're listening to right now. Here's the pitch. That one bounced up there, so it's 3-1 now. A couple of 3A games. In fact, there's three of them in the Patriot League. Number one, Eaton, is at number five, Strasburg. That's a good one today, although I think in the 3A division you can draw a line between Eaton, University, and kind of the rest. That's going to get Lyons and Sterling barking at me. I know that, but I've seen them play a bunch, and I think those are the two best teams in the circle and certainly at the plate. And right now they sit number one and number two. Eaton beat University last week 11-5. Number two, UH, is at number nine, Brush. It was a walk to Wagner, so she's on at first. First and third, one out. And Ella Aguiar stands in at the plate. Pitch here, pop foul behind us, and it's no balls and a strike. Yeah, so UH number two at number nine. Brush today, Platte Valley. And Valley, one of those teams has got to win. Platte Valley 0-9, Valley's 1-8, so edge to the Vikings. Two very young and inexperienced varsity squads there. And 4A, really only one game today. Number one, Meade, that's who will be here in Windsor on Tuesday at Greeley Central. Meade's 11-0, Greeley Central 1-9, doesn't look good on paper. Ella Aguiar, sophomore shortstop at the plate right here. Set to go again now. Here's the look in the pitch. Comes to the plate. It's high. Runner goes and the throw down. Runner from third leaves and she'll score. Well, just an attempt down to second base scores the run. Lito's in. It's 8-3. Aguiar trying to drive one here with a runner at second base and one out for the Wizards in the third with a five-run advantage. They had a six-run, 6-0 lead. Greeley West cut that in half with three in the top of the third, but here come the Wizards right back and have claimed two of those three back for their own. 8-3 ball game. Mendoza back to the plate. The pitch, ground ball to shortstop. Going to be played by Roberts across to first in time for the out, 6-3. And there's two away. Runner goes to third on the throw.
As Wagner moves up to third, two outs.
So two gone, and it'll bring up Devin Thornton.
Now, right fielder, number 21, Devin Thornton.
So here's Thornton. Base hit, stole a base, scored in the first. Bounced to second in the second inning. Hitting again in the third here. Pitch on the way. She runs up as if to slap at it and says, I'm not going to take that one. It's up in the zone, a ball and no strikes. Windsor trying to get their eighth win of the year here against four losses. But remember, two of those losses were against two of the best teams in the state. You can also throw Holy Family in there. Here's a grounder out in front of the plate and out to pick it up. They throw down to first, and it is not in time. Infield single scores the run. So Devin Thornton, man, she can flat out fly. Just wondering if she's a track star as well. RBI right there. She gets the run home. So it is 9-3. It's back to a six-run lead here. And Haley Anderson's going to go out. I said Haley Anderson. Haley Hansen. I don't know if the married name is Hansen or it's Anderson. I can't remember. But she's one of those. She's the head coach for Greeley West. Haley out there right now. Talking to the umpire in that last play. That was close. And she said, go get an idea from your home plate pal and see if he agrees to that.
Fans, remember you can listen to this game live on 1310 KFKA.
And they said, yeah. I agree with you. Safe at first. 9-3 ball game. Five in the first, one in the second, three in the third here for the Wizards. They own the 9-3, six-run lead here in the third. We were talking about the mercy rule before.
Number seven, Olivia.
Used to be 20 after three. Now it's 15 after three. Here's the next pitch, and that one's up in the zone. Runner goes. The throw is going to be into center field. Stolen base time for Thornton. I don't think she saw the ball launched into center field there. She would have been on her way to third. Reagan Johnson. Johnson at the plate right here. 154 for the year, so she's trying to get it going. 2-for-13. Sophomore takes over for Olivia Schramm here. Pitch on the way, runs up as if to bunt or slap at it, and takes a ball. And it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And Thornton, meanwhile, says, yeah, I'll just swipe third without a problem. Hallie Hinojosa, the senior center fielder, out on deck. Pitch to the plate here. Off speed, little looper to first. Going to be off the bag. She'll go to it, tag her out, and drop the ball. Runner's going to be safe at first base. And the run is in.
Safe at first for Schramm.
It's got to be an error.
And the Wizards up 10-3.
10-3 ball game. Four runs here in the third inning for the Wizards. Seven-run ball game.
Now what?
So the three-inning mercy rule is 15. After four, it's 12. That could come into play. And the 10 after five certainly could come into play today. That went up in the zone. One ball, no strikes. Hallie Hinojosa, board on an error first time, stole a couple bases and scored. Sack fly, RBI time her second, so a couple of ribbies. Pitch on the way, and that one's up. Two balls, no strikes here. Mendoza, 28 and two-thirds innings pitched coming in, 26 walks. So about a walk an inning. Pitch here, now one bounced up, 3-0. Two outs here in the third inning. Tuesday, folks, will be in Fort Collins at Pooter High School, Fort Collins Lambkins, and the Pooter Impalas, 5A softball action right here on Preps Radio. Pitch there for a strike. It's three balls and a strike now. Monday, though, get set. Monday, are you sitting down? More golf on KFK. That's right. 3A State Regional Golf Tournament out of Boomerang Golf Emporium. Here's the play to second, and they make the out. Agostino to Roberts for the force at second base, and we're done with three innings. But the Wizards are in double figures. They pick up four more runs, and they do it on three hits, including a Gianna Mancina home run, which was her, did I get this right, her fourth of the year and third in two games. We will head to the fourth inning out here in Windsor. 10-3, the Wizards in front of the Spartans. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFK.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate post-operative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. Amco's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, Amco puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins Amco or make your appointment online at AmcoColorado.com. Amco of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All righty, let's get to it. The fourth inning out here, 10-3. Windsor in front of the Greeley West Spartans. Kylie Grubbs, a sophomore, will take over in the circle here for Ryan Lito. Lito coming in 35 and two-thirds innings, so give her 38 and two-thirds for the year. Grubbs is 24 and a third innings in, 35 hits, 5 walks, 29 Ks. Opponents hitting 327 against her. All right, Greeley West in the fourth inning. Bree Zamora, then Brooke Hernandez, and Arissa Aragon. And a 10-3 ball game. West trying to hang in there against the number 14, if you want to call him that. Fourth in the on-deck circle, kind of the top 10, waiting to get in there.
As she pitched three complete innings, gave her three runs. One of those was earned, four hits, no walks, and no strikeouts.
Hard, if you're not going to win this conference, it's hard to be in the top 10 in this conference. I mean, crazy stuff. Meade's number one. Holy Family's number three in the state. Silver Creek's number five. Erie's number six. All from this NCAC conference. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the look in the pitch. Bounced up there. She swung at it and fouled it off. That's something you don't get often. A bouncing pitch, foul tip, and she gets another chance here. Ryan Aguiar out to ask his catcher, Jaden Hardiker, if she's okay. And she said, yeah, let's go. 10-3 ball game here in the top half of the fourth inning. Here's the look in the pitch. That one bounced up there. All right, three balls, two strikes. Brooke Hernandez, the junior first baseman's out on deck, and then you get to the center fielder, senior center fielder, Aragon. Pitcher ground ball to third, just inside the line. Wagner, the senior, guns to first, and there's one away.
Some more grounds out to Wagner for the first out.
One out here in the fourth, and Brooke Hernandez, the junior, will come to the plate here.
Now for the Spartans, first baseman number zero, Brooklyn Hernandez.
Wizards, if they shut out the Spartans here in the inning, would have to score five times in the last of the fourth to hit the 12-run lead after four. This one fouled away. They've scored five in the first, one in the second, four in the third, so it's not out of the question. Brooke Hernandez waiting, bounced out, hit a little chopper in front of the plate that Hardiker took care of her first time. Pitch up there, bounced up to the plate again. Kylie Grubbs, the sophomore in relief here for Ryan Leto. It's these two most of the way. They've thrown just about every pitch for the Windsor team this year, so they both get a chance to wind up and throw today. All right, set to go again. Hernandez up there. Pitch on the way, and she takes that one in the dirt. Two balls and a strike, one out. Top half of the fourth inning in Windsor. Getting hungry, folks. Of course, the place to go today and every day is A&W in Eaton. My favorite day, if I have to pick a day, of course, Tuesdays. It is that just a great day to go out there to A&W in Eaton. Tuesday, Papa Tuesdays, Papa combo, get one, buy one, get one free. I got all flustered just thinking about that. Come on, Tuesday, get on out there. But good stuff every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They got you covered. Plus, on these warm days like this, so many great drinks to choose from out there, including that classic A&W root beer. So go to it. A&W root beer, say hello to Jane and Vicky out there. Here's the pitch bounced up there. Three balls, two strikes. Last time I was at A&W and Eaton, I had the cod basket. Good stuff. With the fish and chips, good stuff at A&W. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side. Couple of hops picked up by Mancina. Throws her out, and there's two away.
Grounds out to Mancina for the second out.
Two gone here in the fourth, and Riss Aragon will come to the plate. Aragon, a base hit, scored a run in that third inning for Greeley West, which was a kind of a breakthrough inning for Haley Hansen's group. They had scored once in the previous five games, one run. And they put three runs on the board here against a good Windsor club in just one inning. Three runs, four hits. Pitch misses there. It's a ball and no strikes. Gives us a chance right now to get our stations identified. This is 1310 KFKA.
NoCo's home for the Colorado Rockies is 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins, and Longmont.
All right, Aragon back up, set to go. One ball, one strike, two outs here in the fourth. 10-3, Windsor in front. Pitch popped up. This should take care of it. Hardiker, the catcher, coming over. So is the first baseman. That's Grace Ramsey, and Grace puts it away for the out. So after the three-run, four-hit inning in the third, the Spartans roll over in order in the fourth. We will go to the bottom of the fourth here in Windsor. 10-3, Windsor in front. We're back in a moment on 1310 KFK. This is Preps Radio.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
Now at A&W, hand-breaded chicken tender baskets. Your choice of classic tenders or sliders, served with fries and slaw. Try them with our signature spicy papa sauce. Hand-breaded chicken tender baskets, now at A&W and Eaton. A&W and Eaton is your headquarters for great summer drinks, shakes, and don't forget about the best root beer floats around. Located just north of downtown Eaton on Highway 85, A&W is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's A&W and Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning here. Jaden Hardiker, then Gianna Mancina, Grace Kramer, unless Brian Aguiar goes to some pinch hitters. But Hardiker is in the on-deck circle, so she'll hit first. And I do see Mancina out there, so it looks like the first two are true. All right, let's get the Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. Two great locations in Greeley and Bertha to serve you. Northern Colorado Credit Union, people-minded, member-focused. For the Windsor Wizards, 10 runs on lead 8 hits today. And for Greeley West, 3 runs on 4 hits. That is your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. Gianna Mancina, her third home run of the year, or rather fourth of the year. And third in two games. All right, in the fourth, here's Hardiker stepping up. Pitch on the way, line foul outside the third base coaching box. And it is no balls, one strike here. Mancina, Kramer, and those are the next two hitters for the Wizards. Trying to win their fifth straight before they have to face the number one ranked Meade Mavericks here Tuesday. All right, set to go again. No balls and a strike to Hardiker. Mendoza deals, and that one's in for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Hardiker struck out looking, rather, and arrived at first base safely on a drop third strike, her first time, and scored in that inning. Bounced out to the third baseman in the second. She's due to rack one here. One and two. Mendoza kicks and deals, 1-2 pitch off speed. Ooh, just stayed up a little bit. And it's two balls and two strikes. It was a hard one probably for Hardiker to hold off on. Wasn't expecting the off-speed stuff, so not much she could do with it. She swings at that one in the dirt just like she did the first time when they throw her out down at first. Or it was a foul ball. It was a foul ball. So Jaden stays alive here. Second time she's offered at something that's bounced in front of the plate. 10-3 ball game. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Going to be the shortstop. It is Lindsey Roberts to put that one away. One gone in the fourth inning. And Gianna Mancina will come to the plate. Well, Mancina hit her fourth home run of the year last time up in the third inning.
Number 24,
following the Longmont game on Thursday, in which she hit two home runs, including a grand slam. Pitch here is driven to left center field, and that is deep. Going back to the track, to the wall, and it's caught at the fence. Arissa Aragon.
In deep center field.
Two down, and Grace Kramer will come to the plate. I thought she got under that just a little bit. Didn't quite get all of that one, or she's got her second of the game and fourth in two games. Aragon, a terrific catch, and now her coach has given it to her for a good play. Grace Kramer will come to the plate, but I mean, we might have got a pinch hitter, did we? Yeah, we do. So for Windsor, it will be Grace Ramsey. It's a Grace for Grace. So Grace Ramsey will take over Now, does she come in at first base? We'll see. Well, she was playing first base. Kramer's probably out. And she was the designated player anyway.
Ramsey is now hitting for the Wizards.
All right, so Ramsey to hit. Two outs, nobody on, fourth inning. It is a 10-3 game for Windsor. And the pitch in for a strike. No balls, one strike, two outs here, fourth inning. Good inning. Trying to get the side in order for the first time today is Natalie Mendoza. And the pitch here is driven to right field and deep, going back, looking up, and this one's off the fence in right center field. Wagley will play it back in, but that's a double.
Two-out double for Ramsey.
Grace Ramsey.
It's a runner scoring position for the Wizards.
So Ramsey gets her first chance at the plate today and racks one off the right center field fence. Makes me want to peruse right there. She was 2-for-12 before that. No homers, triple, a double, four ribbies. But, boy, she almost touched them all right there. Runner at second here is...
Now for the Wizards.
The hitter for Lido. That's Kylie Grubbs.
Kylie Grubbs.
And the pitch to Grubbs is hit into left field. It's a base hit. Runner around third. She'll come to the plate. Throw on a hop. Going to get by the catcher at the plate. And the run is in. So.
Base hit for Grubbs. Sends Ramsey home.
Base hit for Grubbs there. 11-3 ball game. And now it will be Alexis Wagner to come to the plate. And Ella Aguiar comes out on deck.
Third baseman number 34, Lexi Wagner.
Two outs, runner at first. Wagner with a chance here. Singled in the first, walked and scored, stole the base in the third. Pitch here is down low in the dirt. Runner goes to third. They just keep running.
Stolen base for Grubbs.
11-3 ball game.
For the Wizards.
11 runs on 10 hits for the Wizards today. Couple of triples. Olivia Schramm in the first. Ryan Lido in the third. A home run, Gianna Mancina. Ground ball, base hit inside third. Ride over the bag at third. Run scores. 12-3 now.
Brings in Grubbs. Wizards 12. Creed the West 3.
So 12-3 ball game. The Wizards are 3 runs away from making it a Mercy Rule walk-off here.
Number 47, Ella Aguiar.
So Ella Aguiar will come up. She's bounced out a couple of times, 0-for-2 in the game. Pitch on the way to Ella down low. 12-3 ball game. In the on-deck circle, that is Devin Thornton. She would be the run that would get them the 12-run advantage here. If they can get there. It's 9 right now. Here's the pitch. Roped center field, base hit. Around second, headed to third is Wagner. And on the throw down to second goes Ella Aguiar. So base hit goes to third on the throw.
Aguiar sends Wagner to third.
And Devin Thornton will come to the plate. And if she gets aboard with her speed, we could be done here because she could come around. 12-3 ball game. Don't forget when we're done, the All-Feed Mill post-game show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. They're located at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. Pitch ground ball through the legs at second base of Lindsay Agostino. That's going to plate a couple. And the throw down to second, and Devin Thornton is into second.
Wagner and Aguiar across the plate, and the Wizards extend their lead 14-3.
Can't give her RBIs. That was an error all the way in the second baseman, Agostino. So it is now 14-3. And the runner at second with two outs here is that Mercy Rule runner for the Windsor Wizards. Reagan Johnson is going to be the one coming to the plate here with a chance to end the ballgame here today. In the inning, after Hardiker and Mancina, the two of the biggest hitters on the team were out. The freshman Mendoza rolling a light right along in the fourth inning, then the double by Grace Ramsey, the single by Grubbs, the single by Wagner, the single by Aguiar, and then Hobbs on the grounder aboard in the air. And it looks like we've got a pitching change here, too. So We'll find out. It is going to be
Greeley
West. Ashley
Jolie
Arredondo.
Fosley.
Whoop, I take that back. Jolie Fosleen is going to come in. It is number four. Jolie Fosleen for Natalie Mendoza. So Fosleen to pitch here. And as we said, as she takes her warm-up tosses, a chance for the Wizards to walk this one off in mercy rule fashion. They own a 14-3 lead, trying to make it 12 after 4. That's what you need to end the ball game. And a base hit here would
Thornton
do it.
At second base now.
With all of the speed that Thornton has, all you need is a single here. Here's the look. And Reagan Johnson, it's a ground ball back to the box. So we'll go another inning. That's only two outs? No, that is three outs.
Yep.
Inning over. We'll head to the fifth and what looks like probably the final inning. The Wizards in front 14-3. We'll take this timeout. It's brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK. Let's head to the fifth inning here of the Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by the Williams Insurance Agency. That's Ron and Tara. Oh, folks, they do it all from auto and home to life, health, commercial. Don't forget about renters, motorcycle, boats, RVs. They're just taking care of your family. They welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. They've seen almost everything, so they cover almost everything. Give them a call, 352-0336. It's the Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. All right, fifth inning, 14-3. So if the Spartans do not score twice in the top of the fifth, we're done. So Wizards, of course, the home team would not hit in the bottom of the fifth inning. So this could be it here. Natalie Mendoza, then Jolie Fosleen, and Anna Ortiz will come to the plate here. Pitch on the way, ground ball to shortstop. Long throw going to be in time. That's a beautiful play. Ella Aguiar into the hole at shortstop and got her by a step, one away. We are two outs away from completing this Saturday run of the Preps Radio Game of the Week here. Clark Johnson coming to you from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth.
Now pitcher number four, Jolie Fosleen.
All female postgame shows coming up. CRP 4x4 player of the game and our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger. Clary Real Estate. That's all about, I'm going to guess, 2.5 minutes away. Well, plus commercials. Give me 5 minutes. We'll be into that old feed mill postgame show. 14-3. Pitch. Oh, there's a rip. Right field coming in a hurry and can't get underneath it. Ball's going to get behind Devin Thornton, the senior in right field. She is going to end up on third base here. Fosleen, she's coming home. And the throw not in time.
Infield home run for Fosleen. Crosses the plate and puts another run on the board for the Greeley West.
Fosleen, let's give it to her. I know there's a throw in there, but let's go inside the park. It'd probably end up a triple. She wasn't going to stop, though, Jolie Fosleen. All the way in on a diving try in right field by Devin Thornton. So no error, and the ball goes all the way to fence. Usually that's a triple because they made a throw to third. And then on the throw she goes home, but why not? Let's give her an inside to Parker right there. The official scorer changes it, or Chassa does, in my book, inside the park home run. Anna Ortiz, the senior catcher, is coming to the plate now. They still need a run to extend this thing another inning. It is 14-4, Windsor. Pitch on the way is inside there. It's a ball and no strikes. Ortiz struck out and singled in the ballgame. She had one of the four singles in that three-run fourth inning for the Spartans. Lindsey Roberts is out on deck. Here's the pitch, and that one is down low. Two balls and no strikes now. And they have to ask Kylie Grubbs here, the sophomore, to throw strikes. Kylie back in the circle and ready to go again. 2-0. 2-0 pitch is right there. Liner, diving play, second base. Nice play, Gianna Mancina. Took a base hit away from Lana Ortiz right there.
Second out. Up catcher number 12, Anastasia Ortiz.
Two down here in the fifth inning, and it is Lindsey Roberts who will come to the plate right here. They announced Anna Ortiz, but she was the last out. Roberts at the plate here. Two outs, fifth inning, 14-4, so The Spartans are down to their final out. Swing, going to miss. No balls, two strikes. They're down to their final strike.
Roberts up to bat.
All right, Grubb set to go. Struck her out, and that should do it. Ball game over. In Mercy Rule fashion, a 14-4 win for the Windsor Wizards. They win their fifth straight. Greeley West drops their sixth in a row. We'll come back in a moment with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. Amco's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, Amco puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins Amco or make your appointment online at amcocolorado.com. Amco of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Welcome back to Windsor High School, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in beautiful Alt. That number to call for all your feed mill equipment, supplies, and that special one-of-a-kind service they provide for you, 834-2132. It's Alt Feed Mill. All right, let's get to it. Final score was 14-4, 14 runs on 14 hits. For the Wizards today, four runs, five hits for Greeley West. That your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. And the Wizards did it. They scored five in the first, one in the second, four more in the third, four more in the fourth, and then punctuated it here as they walked off with runs in the fifth inning. 14-4 ball game is the win. Windsor goes to 8-4 on the year, 5-0 in the NCAC. And the Greeley West Spartans dropped to 2-10, 0-5 in league play. That's the way that sits. Get to our CRP 4x4 player of the game. CRP 4x4 truck outfitters ready to get your riding in style, whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck. They've got your accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Online at crp4x4.com or call them at 970-351-8603. That's 351-8603, CRP 4x4 truck outfitters, your vehicle your way. And our CRP 4x4 player of the game is Ryan Leto, the junior that was in the circle to start the ball game. She also singled and tripled on the day, had a run driven in, and then finally left the ball game for Kylie Grubbs in the circle at the end. But Ryan Leto, the junior, great job out there today. Could have gone to any number of Wizards with 14 hits on the day. That's your CRP 4x4 player of the game. We'll come back and wrap up the postgame show in a moment. Final segment of the Alt Feed Mill postgame show is next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
NOCO's home for the Rockies is 1310 KFKA.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate postoperative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. Amco's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, Amco puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins Amco or make your appointment online at amcocolorado.com. Amco of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Mega Ranch Insurance, this is Brad.
Hi, Brad, it's Becky.
Hi, Becky, how are you?
Not so good. I got into a car accident yesterday. I was thinking of using auto collision specialists. I've heard good things about them.
Sorry, Becky, auto collision specialist isn't on the preferred list, but I can suggest you use...
Stop. There's a reason Auto Collision Specialist isn't on the preferred list. The preferred list is made up of body shops that use aftermarket and junkyard parts mandated by your insurance company. This could compromise the safety, quality, and resale value of your vehicle. Hi, I'm Mike, owner of Auto Collision Specialist, and we refuse to cut corners and substitute safety for profits. Our standards are simply too high to participate in these programs. Preferred list or not, don't allow your insurance company to dupe you into using their preferred shop. Your insurance policy, as well as the law, allows you to choose. Choose wisely.
Choose Auto Collision Specialists in Greeley on 6th Avenue. Call 356-8645.
Auto Collision Specialists, we'll take care of that.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Right back out here in Windsor, the Altfeed Mill postgame show final segment, 14-4, Windsor Wizards over the Greeley West Spartans today. Winning pitcher was Ryan Leto, and she's our CRP 4x4 player of the game as well. And she gets her fourth win in the circle this year. Did I get that right? Yeah, 4-3 now for Leto on the season. Greeley West, the loss goes to the freshman Natalie Mendoza. And for the Spartans, 2-10 on the year. For the Windsor Wizards, they are 8-4 and undefeated in NCAC play. But remember, they've got Meade and Silver Creek next week, two big ones. Number one, Meade here in Windsor. Number five, Silver Creek on the road next week for Brian Aguiar's club. All right, our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Keep informed and stay on top of this hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get notifications of brand new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious about how much your property's worth, get a complimentary comparable market analysis so you can tell where you stand in today's market. Covering Eaton, Alt, Kersey, Evans, all of Northern Colorado, online at DesireePettingerRealtor.com or by phone at 970-397-6337. That's Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. The play of the game, I'm going to go to a play you don't see very often, an inside-the-park home run. Did they give her the four-bagger? I don't know. We'll have to peruse the stats on Monday or Tuesday next week. Jolie Fosleen, the senior outfielder for Greeley West in the fifth inning, hit a shot down the right field line. Devin Thornton tried to lay out, make the grab on the play, got by her all the way to the fence. It looked like it was going to be a three-bagger for Fosleen, but she was not going to stop. Rounded third, went for the plate. The throw came towards third, so that might technically say it was a triple. But right now we're giving her the inside the park four bagger for Jolie Fosleen, our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. All right, next we will be with you. Well, don't forget Monday. Tune in, 8 o'clock Monday morning for the 3A regional golf tournament from Boomerang Golf Links in Greeley. That'll happen Monday morning. We'll be on the air from 8 to 1. Brady Hull, of course, the host of the Hull Show, number one talk show in the state of Colorado, folks. CBA award-winning show. He'll be out there with me. We'll be hosting the shows. Brady will host. I'll sit there and just come up with some numbers. And then Tanner Schwint, our preps director, he'll be out in a golf cart and tracking the leaders in that 3A regional, the signature event before the state championship coming up in Gunnison, early October. All right, so that's where we'll be Monday. Tuesday, next softball game will be in Fort Collins, Pooter High School. It'll be the Fort Collins Lamped Theragon and his group going to Pooter to take on the Impalas. Regular programming's next. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th, for making this thing go today. For all of you, hug your kids, and we'll talk to you coming up next week. Final score once again here. The Greeley West Spartans and the Windsor Wizards played today on Preps Radio, folks. It was 14-4. Windsor gets the win. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.